Your Royal Highnesses, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, meine Damen und Herren, welcome, willkommen, good evening, buenas tardes, bonsoir, bonsoir, bienvenue, bienvenue, willkommen, welcome.
Good evening, Europe!
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yes, it is that time of the year once again. We are going to a trip to Kiev, Ukraine, for the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. I'm so excited. My name's Kieran Tassius, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. Oh, it's going to be a great show.
Just give
Yes, that is the United Kingdom Eurovision entry for 2017. That's Lucy Jones with Never Giving Up On You here on Forest FM. Oh dear. Well, I've got to thank Tim anyway for the country show just now, and you can check him out again next Sunday at 4 p.m. here on Forest FM. But me, Kieran Tosias, I'm with you until 6 p.m. bringing you the news and the music of the Eurovision Song Contest here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, you can check out our Twitter page and follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Okay, and also you can check out our Facebook fan page. You can like us, send us a message if you've got a request or anything like that, which we have one from Brian McMahon later on, but you can follow us on Facebook. Yes, it's called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy, simple. You just search for it there on your Facebook website or app, whatever. Or alternatively, you can type in the web address, which is facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Now, not forgetting, I must mention, remember this show is always uploaded as a podcast, and you can listen to them anytime you want, and whatever way you want. You can download the podcast via iTunes or Podbean. Again, just search for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And if you could give us a rating, if you're listening to us on iTunes, it would be wonderful to do so. But obviously, you can listen to us live every Sunday, 5 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. Central European time, and midday on the east coast of the United States on Forest FM, locally across East Dorset of West Hampshire on 92.3 FM, and of course the interwebs at forestfm.co.uk. Well, we've had a very interesting week for the last week in particular, with lots of rehearsals, and Lucy Jones, the UK entry, has gone down a storm. It's done really well, as well as the Armenian entry. Also the Italian entry has gone down very well, and randomly, the Danish entry. And the booking odds on that is really shortening, which is weird to me, because I don't think the song's very strong. Anya's voice is very strong, but I think too shouty for me. Yes, I mean, I love a good diva, but wow. Anyways, less said about that, the better. But we will also be recapping, in just a few minutes actually, the first semi-final, which is taking place this Tuesday, yes, on the 9th of May, 8 p.m. on BBC4 here in the United Kingdom. And also, we got the second semi-final. We'll recap that a little bit later on. And that's also at 8 p.m. on BBC4 here in the United Kingdom. Haha, very exciting. So we're going to recap the semi-finals with Eurovision Radio International's very own David Mann. And we'll be playing the big five songs in their entirety. So as we heard just now, we heard the UK entry, Lucy Jones, Never Giving Up On You, which is doing really well in the bookies actually at the moment. And the odds are slightly shortening on the German entry, which we're going to hear next. And we're going to hear the Maxim remix of Lavina. Lavina's song, which is called Perfect Life. So Germany 2017. This is a good one.
Hello, this is Lavina from Germany. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Perfect Life. Enjoy.
I come alive inside the light of the unexpected. Maybe I thrive outside the comfort. What is a prize without a fight? Yeah, I got addicted to what I thought I wanted. And all along, I've been walking asleep, dreaming awake, finding a bed, but I don't break. I'm almost a sinner, nearly a saint, finding with every breath I take. I'm not afraid of making
thorns from the stems of a thousand roses, weathering storms on a long way home. I look for the sweet in every bitter moment tasted, in every last mistake I see the other side.
The German entry, Lavina, Perfect Life, Germany 2017. Right, let's check in to David Mann and the recap of the Eurovision Song Contest first semi-final for 2017.
Here we go then with a recap of all 18 songs in this year's first Eurovision semi-final on May the 9th. Opening proceedings, Robin Bengtsson with I Can't Go On.
Song number one.
Representing Sweden.
Taco Gachuchelinadze with Keep the Faith.
Song number two.
Representing Georgia.
Isaiah Firebrace sings Don't Come Easy.
Song number three.
Representing Australia.
Lindita with Bote.
Song number four.
Representing Albania.
City Lights from Blanche.
Song number five.
Representing Belgium.
Are you ready to take my hand? All alone, the flame of doubt. Are we going to lose it all?
Slavko Kalejic with Space.
Song number six.
Representing Montenegro.
Blackbird from Norma John.
Song number 7.
Representing Finland.
Dihage with Skeleton.
Song number 8.
Representing Azerbaijan.
Salvador Sobral, Ama Pelos Dois.
Song number 9.
Representing Portugal.
Quiser sofrer sem fazer planos do que virá depois. O meu coração pode amar pelos dois.
Halfway through this recap of the first Eurovision semi-final, and next up, it's This Is Love from Demi.
Song number 10.
Representing Greece.
Amosh with Flashlight.
Song number 11.
Representing Poland.
Returning to the contest, Sunstroke Project with Hey Mama.
Song number 12.
Representing Moldova.
Paper comes from Zvala.
Song number 13.
Representing Iceland.
Tina Barter sings My Turn.
Song number 14.
Representing the Czech Republic.
Every time I close my eyes, it's always been you. And heaven knows that I'll be waiting always by your side. Oh yeah.
Gravity comes from Hovig.
Song number 15.
Representing Cyprus.
Arts Vic performs Fly With Me.
Song number 16.
Representing Armenia.
Another returnee to the contest, Omar Naber, sings On My Way.
Song number 17.
Representing Slovenia.
And last up in the first semi-final, Triana Park with Lion.
Song number 18.
Representing Latvia.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. David Mann from Eurovision Radio International, recapping the first semi-final of Eurovision 2017. So many good songs there. I wonder how it's all going to go down. Well, we'll have to find out on Tuesday, won't we? Oh, it's so weird. It's come around, like, it feels like it comes around Eurovision every 6 weeks. But when you think about it, it's a whole year. Oh, dear. Never mind. Right, it's now time for Rob's Random Request. You got that right, it's that time of the show where Rob, my partner, my future husband, picks a year out of a hat and a country out of a hat. We glue them together and then we play that song absolutely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3. And this week Rob has picked the country of Greece. Yes, Allegres, Elada, for all the locals out there. And the year 2003. Yes, bet you can't remember what the the Greek entry was that year. I didn't know. Well, Greece and the television company ERT chose to host a national final, with the winner being chosen by SMS voting, 30%, televoting, 30%, and an expert jury, 40%. Just to make sure you were wondering. And Mando was chosen with a song, Never Let You Go. And I bet half of you have never even heard or remember who represented Greece that year. But basically, this was the last year where Greece were a bit naff. And then they kicked it up a notch the following year. And Sakis Rouvas with Shake It came the third. Yes. And then Helena Paparizou won on her own. Rather than being in a part of Antique in 2005 with My Number One in last time we went to Kiev. So Mando with Never Let You Go was performed 17th on the night in the Eurovision Song Contest 2003, following Ukraine's Oleksandr Pimenov with the song Hasta La Vista, awful song, for Ukraine's debut, and preceding Norway's Jostein Holsgaard with I'm Not Afraid to Move On, which is simply beautiful. Well, Mando wore a navy grey gown with a very tight lace-up bodice. Yes, she did. Yes, so you can imagine what happened. No. So she also had several backing up singers who looked hilarious with the various dance moves as backing players. And in the close of the voting, it received 25 points, placing 17th in a field of 26. Now, Greece awarded 8 points to Belgium in the grand final. There was only the grand final back then. 10 points to Russia, which was Tattoo. And then 12 points to Cyprus that year in 2003. And I can't remember the song, that Cypriot entry. No, not at all. But they got 12 points from some Cyprus, as you can imagine. 5 points from Germany, 4 points from Turkey, 2 points from Romania. And they got 1 point both from Ireland and Russia, respectively. Right, so let's hear the Greek entry for 2003. And when we come back, we will be playing another one of the big six, I say, here on the Eurovision Showcase. But yes, it's now time for Greece 2003. Mando, Never Letting well, never let you go, shall I say. There we are.
Hello, this is Alma from France. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Requiem. Enjoy!
Des amours meurent, des amours naissent. Les siècles passés disparaissent. Ce que tu crois être la mort, c'est une saison et rien de plus. Un jour lassé de cette errance, tu t'en iras. Quelle importance, car la terre tournera encore, même quand nous ne tournerons plus. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Deviennent des flammes, les petites filles deviennent des femmes. Ce que tu crois être l'amour, c'est un brasier et rien de plus. Nos déchirures, nos déchéances, on pense qu'elles ont de l'importance. Mais demain renaîtra le jour comme si nous n'avions pas vécu. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi sourire au beau milieu d'un requiem. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes.
Qu'il a donné.
Will you take me to paradise?
ce soir enfin je n'ai plus peur. Je sais que je t'aimerai encore quand la terre ne tournera plus. Tes amours naissent, tes amours meurent. Ce soir enfin je n'ai plus peur. Je sais que je t'aimerai encore quand la terre ne tournera plus. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi sourire au beau milieu d'un requiem. Embrasse-moi, dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Fais-moi danser jusqu'à ce que le temps nous reprenne ce qu'il a donné.
Embrasse-moi, tell me that you love me. Oh, sorry. That was Alma with Requiem from France's Eurovision entry for 2017. I just come back from holiday in France, actually, as you may have noticed last week, as we were coming from the Pyrenees. Yes, on the French side, of course. Very green. Going over to the Spanish side through the mountains, which was beautiful. We went through the Tunnel Somport. South of Po, if any of you remember. It's got very strong British links back then. From some type of era, which I'm forgetting off the top of my head now, because history in a Eurovision Song Contest show isn't very applicable. But anyways, yes, that's where we came from last week. But going through to Spain, very barren, not very green. But when you come over to the other side of the Pyrenees, it's absolutely green, lush hills. Beautiful mountains. Oh, I mean, oh, stunning, stunning. Right, mesdames et messieurs, it's now time for the Eurovision Showcase news. Yes, it's the Eurovision Showcase news before Eurovision 2017, and it is Sunday, the 7th of May, 2017. Yes, you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tussiot. We're starting off with this story this week. Well, tickets have gone on sale for the first edition of Eurovision Choir of the Year this July in Latvia's capital, Riga. So tickets have gone on sale internationally for the Eurovision Song Contest in Riga. Now, tickets are on sale at 6 different price points, starting at €10.60 and going up to €13.60. The following countries competing in the contest is Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Estonia, Latvia, Germany, Slovenia, Hungary, and Wales. There is no UK entry this year. Or for the first one, at least. Now, obviously, rehearsals have been going on for the last week or so. If you want to catch up with any of the coverage or the rehearsals, I suggest you head over to Eurovision.tv. Now, continuing with Ruslana, she's going to be performing her brand new single in the grand final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. In an interesting move, the National Bank of Ukraine has released a commemorative coin to mark the country's hosting of the 2017 and the 62nd edition of the Eurovision Song Contest. 40,000 coins have been minted for the release, with half of the coins going on to sale through the National Bank of Ukraine's website. Bo Halldórsson, who represented Iceland in 1995, and Isfala, the Icelandic entrant for 2017, will be giving the votes this year on behalf of the Icelandic jury. And in an interesting move, the Greenlandic broadcaster KNR will be showing the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in a time delay of 4 hours. Yes, and it's not the first time that the Greenlandics have shown the Eurovision Song Contest. The last time was in 2011 when it was hosted in Dusseldorf, Germany. Now, only once has a song in Greenlandic attempted to compete at the Eurovision Song Contest, with the song competing in the Danish Eurovision National Final in the 70s. Really? So, to date, Kazakhstan, Greenland, China, and the United States are the non-competing countries to confirm that they will be broadcasting the contest. UK TV in the Netherlands announced last month that after 3 years, they will be not be broadcasting the contest. But our good friends at Eurovoir.com has also contacted the Kosovan broadcaster RTK regarding whether they'll broadcast this year, but have not yet given a response. And it's an interesting thing here, because the Albanian singer Lindita is half Albanian, half Kosovan. I think, if I remember rightly, well, she's fully Kosovan. So, you know, they have a bit of a, you know, a connection to her, at least. A total of 42 countries are competing in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Indeed. Now, former broadcasters, well, the broadcasters who have shown the contest in previous years include Canada and Out TV. In 2014 and 15, Chinese, and also the Faroe Islands, the Greenlandics, also Kazakhstan, Kosovo, Kazakhstan, and they showed the contest in 2012 randomly, when it was in Baku, because so they're not far away. That's probably why they were showing it. And also Logo TV in the United States first started showing it last year, and the New Zealanders have seen it for the last 3 years, but they're not doing it this year. Weirdly. Anyways, so that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 in the Eurovision Showcase.
Rise like a phoenix.
Let's go.
Beat the Eurovision depression, as your favorite Eurovision radio shows are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International.
Hello, this is Manuel Navarro. I'm from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
This is my song called Do It For Your Lovers, so I hope you guys enjoy it and give it a massive love.
A veces cuesta decir todo lo que uno piensa. A veces la vida causa estragos sin que te des cuenta. A veces parece que es como una melodía. Frustrada y perdida, no nos deja ver la luz del día.
Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover. Do it for those.
El dolor y la tristeza desaparezcan. Así que pega un grito, sala y vuela. Y verás que por los tuyos siempre vale la pena. Así que
do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover, do it for your lover, baby. Clap your hands and do it for your lover. Do it for your lover. Do it for those you ever care. In love. In love.
There we are, Manuel Navarro for España with Do It For Your Lover, Spain's Eurovision entry for 2017. Righty-ho. Now, it's time for us to listen to this year's Eurovision favourite, in the betting odds at least. And we'll go into the betting odds a little bit later on. But let's hear the Italian entry.
Hello, this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy.
Essere o dover essere, il dubbio amletico, contemporaneo come l'uomo del neolitico, l'intelligenza è demode, risposte facili, dilemmi inutili. Cercasi, storie dal gran finale, sperasi, comunque vada Pantarei, I'm singing in the rain. Lezioni di Nirvana, c'è Buddha in fila indiana, per tutti un'ora d'aria di gloria. La folla grida un mantra, l'evoluzione inciampa, la scimmia nuda balla, occidentali scarpe.
Si distrae, cadono gli uomini, occidentali scarma. Occidentali scarma, la scimmia si rialza. Namaste.
Can't make it promise, it's our time to shine.
Otornvold with Time here on the Eurovision Showcase. That's the Ukrainian Eurovision entry for 2017 on home soil. Right, it's now time for us to take a look and review the recap for the second semi-final of Eurovision 2017 from Kiev, Ukraine.
Here we go then with a recap of the songs in the second Eurovision semi-final being held in Kiev on May the 11th. First up, Tiana Bogicevic with In Too Deep.
Song number one.
Representing Serbia.
Nathan Trent is Running on Air.
Song number two.
Representing Austria.
And now, if you push me down, I'll get up again. Hey now, if you let me drown, I'll swim like a champion. I'm sure there'll be good times, there'll be bad times.
Jana Bojeska sings Dance Alone.
Song number three.
Representing Macedonia.
Following in her brother's footsteps at Eurovision, Claudia Faniello performs Breathlessly.
Song number four.
Representing Malta.
Ilinka featuring Alex Florea, Yodel It.
Song number five.
Representing Romania.
Eugene, bring us Lights and Shadows.
Song number six.
Representing the Netherlands.
You have been going through the stages. Now it's time to turn the pages. We're gonna stand in line and I'll give up. What a walk that rocks. Let everybody go.
Josie Papai with Origo.
Song number seven.
Representing Hungary.
Anya sings Where I Am.
Song number eight.
Representing Denmark.
Brendan Murray performs Dying to Try.
Song number nine.
Representing Ireland.
I'm dying to try. I'm dying to try. I'll keep you safe in my arms. Build a bridge to your heart every day. I'll give you it all.
Returning to Eurovision for the fourth time, Valentina Minetta is joined this time by Jimmy Wilson for Spirit of the Night.
Song number 10.
Representing San Marino.
Jakudek sings My Friend.
Song number 11.
Representing Croatia.
Joust, Grab the Moment.
Song number 12.
Representing Norway.
Time Bell, bring us Apollo.
Song number 13.
Switzerland.
Navi with Historia Majorzica.
Song number 14.
Representing Belarus.
It's a Beautiful Mess from Christian Kostov.
Song number 15.
Representing Bulgaria.
Mark sing Reign of Revolution.
Song number 16.
Representing Lithuania.
I'm getting closer to you. Feel the reign of revolution. Now I'm getting closer to you. There's no time for your illusion now.
Koitume and Laura sing Verona.
Song number 17.
Representing Estonia.
And performing last in the second semi-final, Imre Ziv sings I Feel Alive.
Song number 18.
Representing Israel.
Well, a big thank you to Mr. David Mann from Eurovision Radio International, recapping the Eurovision Song Contest second semi-final for 2017. Well, it's almost time for us to go here, mesdames and messieurs. for the Eurovision Showcase. I thank you very much indeed. We're just going to take a look at the top five betting odds for the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. You can find odds on Italy, who are in first place at 4-7, 6-7. Also, I know it's ridiculous. 8-13, 13-20. It's tight odds there. In second place, Portugal. They've got odds at 7-1, 8-1, 9-1, 17-2. Also, you've got Bulgaria in third place, Sweden in fourth place, and Armenia are currently in fifth place in the betting odds. But my goodness me, if you wanted to put a cheeky bet on, please act responsibly. Thank you very much. But that is your Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. Central European time, and midday American Eastern Standard Time here on Forest FM for the Eurovision Showcase. We'll be recapping the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 and the results in all of its glory. I will be having friends over for a Eurovision party, and we'll hear from them next week and get all of their thoughts on the show. And I want to hear your thoughts too. Tweet us at ESC Showcase, and also message us, comment on our page. It'd be lovely to hear from you. The Eurovision Showcase is our Eurovision page. Okay, so arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, have a nice day, and enjoy the Eurovision Song Contest 2017.